At the end of 2014, I decided to take the leap. I leaped into the unknown territory of self-employment that eventually morphed into entrepreneurship. At the time, I was burnt out after 10 years of commuting, working with way too many clients, and feeling really frustrated by the limit on my potential professionally and personally. So I booked a ticket to Hawaii and Australia, and I never looked back. So basically, when I finally was like, I'm never coming back, I'm quitting, I actually purchased a ticket at the end of the period of notice that I gave, which was actually 4 months. And the reason why I did that, which I don't recommend, I gave a long notice because I was the only person who did what I did, and that was significant amounts of immigration work. So if I'd left prematurely, it could have really created some significant issues for the students who were attending the program that I was working for. And I did want to do that. Anyway, I ended up leaving after that 4 months, 2 days later. So that last day was December 14th, 2014. And I was on a plane December 16th, 2014, heading from Denver to LA. I was in LA for a couple days, LA to Hawaii, Hawaii to Australia. Looking back on it now, I'm like, I was insane. I had thousands of dollars in debt. I really didn't know what I was going to do next. I knew it was going to be online. That's all I knew. And that was it. Like I took the leap, and I had a lot of faith in myself, and it ended up being the right decision. Because I took the leap, I've written books, created courses, coached clients, written content for major media concerns, run my own events, and I've spoken at numerous conferences. Honestly, none of this would have happened if I'd stayed at my old job or continued to work a full-time job for someone else. I basically accidentally became a slow fire practitioner before I ever even knew what slow fire was. So when I tell you that I got a job, an actual job working for someone else, that's kind of a big deal, and I'm excited to share what it is and why I said yes to this unexpected opportunity. Manager for the House of Pod, a unique podcasting incubator and co-working space headquartered in Denver, Colorado. House of Pod has created podcast content organizations such as National Geographic, the City of Denver, and Rocky Mountain PBS, to name a few. There's actually a new client they're working with that I cannot, but I'm not going to announce it on this show. How I found out about the position? Well, my financial ally and dear friend, Melanie Lockhart, founder of the Lola Retreat, reached out to me about a week or so ago and was like, oh, hey, did you know that these guys are hiring? Now, the thing is, Melanie lives in Los Angeles. So I need to ask her how she even heard about this, because somehow this was off my radar. Maybe I saw something and I just kind of glanced at it and moved on, but it just was off my radar. And she specifically sent me this lead. And I literally had like a day to apply. So I was like, oh crap, like I gotta get on this. So I applied, and a week later I was hired. The community manager position is a salaried part-time job that I will work basically from home. The goal is to support and grow the House of Pod community, both here in Denver and online. Basically, this position allows me to use the following skill sets and interests: community building, you know I love people; event organizing, you know I love events; collaborations, I like working with other people; podcasting, I've got 3 podcasts for the love of God, but I also love helping to uplift voices of people in spaces that they normally wouldn't be heard in. So it's a huge passion of mine. I love Denver, the uniqueness of the space and what it brings to the city. I get to share my online monetization strategies for this organization, content creation connected to that, and just really supporting them in growing passive income as well. Here's why I said yes. I'm actually very familiar with the organization and the team because I've been a mentor for the past 2 years for a podcast incubator program that the House of Pod runs through its nonprofit arm. This incubator program in particular is for women of color to help nurture, support, and encourage women of color to create podcasts and release them out into the world. Again, I love podcasting. I love to talk, let's just be honest, but I love podcasting, and I actually have 3 very different shows. I have one about personal finance and entrepreneurship and lifestyle design. I have another that I've launched recently supporting my romance project, and then I have another one about Colorado. In my role, I will actually be directing 2, potentially 3 of those podcast incubators in 2021. And the cool thing about this is I will get to learn the sponsorship pitching process. And these are pretty significant amounts of money that are pitched for. So this is something that I'm very excited to learn and observe. And I'm super excited about it. And also to support new podcasters in the content that they're creating. And I have 2 different incubators that I'm going to plan out, potentially 3. So I'm going to plan out 3 right now, but 2 for sure are what I would like to have happen. The position is self-directed, which is huge for me. I don't really need the type of boss who's like, Michelle, like, did you do this? Like, I'm very much a person who just does my work and gets it done. That's what happened with my old job. And that's actually how I grew my job so much, is my bosses basically kind of left me alone and I just did the work and I hustled and I got it done. Again, most of the work will be done from home. Even before COVID, that would be the case with this position. But because of COVID, I really won't be going to the space that often, because most of what I will be doing can be done from home. So I'll be working about 24, 25 hours a week for them, but I won't really need to be in house that much, probably 10 hours a week. And again, it's co-working space, so I can just do my work while I'm there. And there's certain things where I do need to be in person, but I think it's awesome. Did I mention that this is a part-time position? And I want to bring that up because it also offers health insurance and paid vacation. Yeah. So 2 weeks paid vacation and insurance. Those, even without the vacation, just the insurance alone is, holy crap, this is amazing. This role is a perfect complement to my current business. I am not changing my business. I am actually growing my business, and some things are in the works. So this is wonderful. Like, I'm just so excited. Even before COVID though, I'm going to be honest, I was spending a lot of time thinking about the concept of community, and in particular, my role in whichever community that I'm living in. And then COVID happened and life changed. I could no longer easily hang out with people. Travel was done. And I was sitting in my house thinking about the concept of community in the space and place that I was in now, literally. This opportunity is a wonderful way for me to build deeper connections in my city of Denver as we continue to hunker down and deal with COVID, quite honestly, for the next year or so. Like, I don't see that we're going to, that Americans specifically are going to be able to get out of this faster than a year, even with a vaccine that's released. Like, I just don't see it happening, unfortunately. I also have the time. So recently I audited my work hours, and I discovered that I was making significantly more money, but working very few hours. Like, I was just not working a lot. And I just had plenty of free time on my hands to do something else. So I'm really excited to embrace this new intellectual challenge. I am very much philosophically in alignment with the group of people who work at House of Pod. It's a very small team. It's about 5 or 6 people, which is enough. And I like the fact that this position helps me with some of these significant financial goals that I'm focused on. Like, I still have these things that I'm working towards, and having this ability to not worry about insurance is a big deal for entrepreneurs, especially right now, given all that's going on. And just knowing that I'm always going to have a certain baseline of income coming in, I am thrilled, especially as I start planning my Money on the Mountain retreat. That's a financial retreat for women. And I am going to do a hybrid event where I will go to different cities and have brunches with small groups of women throughout the US, as well as an online component. So I am beginning to work on that project. So it just, this gives me a peace of mind going into 2021 that I'm really excited about. I do want to bring up the following: the role of my friend and very much a financial ally, Melanie Lockhart, in connecting me with this opportunity. I am so very blessed to have a number of different people in my life who share opportunities like this with me while understanding my strengths and weaknesses and wanting me to win. This was a perfect opportunity to share with me based on what my interests are, my strengths are. Like, she knows me very well to let me know about something like this. So I really appreciate her more than she could ever know. And I'm still trying to figure out how in the heck she even knew about this position. So I'm going to have to ask her. I'm also sending her a gift. By the way, I'm also a slow fire focused person. And for those of you focused on fire, picking up a part-time position on your way to fire may be a great way to design your best life now, in particular, a part-time job with benefits. I know of several people who are able to kind of utilize these opportunities so that they were able to do what they wanted to do, work part-time, have benefits, and kind of live the life that they're wanting to live. I am still going to be running my business. So still writing books, still coaching people, still running my Money on the Mountain retreat, still running my Make Money with eBooks Academy, which I've been quiet about because honestly, living life during a pandemic has been a little stressful. Even though I've been making more money, just the energy's been a little too much for me. So I've needed to work with fewer people, but that's changing. I'm still rolling out my coaching program, the Brand Building Lab. So I'm still doing all of this, but I'm so excited about this opportunity. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Melanie. Thank you, House of Pod. And for all of you podcasting geeks, whoop, whoop, keep an eye out on what we're going to do here in Denver and online with House of Pod. So super thrilled to be a part of that community and to share it with all of you guys. And yeah, I'm just so thankful and blessed. And I'm amazed that it happened so quickly. Literally in a week and a half, it all came together because it was the right opportunity for me. So thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope you're having a great day and take care of yourself. Thank you.